It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I used to be that way, but so many players go back and forth between, you know, I'm sure Buffalo's not losing too much sleep about Poyer being here, you know, so it's just one of those, it happens, you know. The ones I always laugh at are week one, you know, like when week one teams play each other and they start claiming guys from each other's team. I think that's funny, but.
Wow. No respect to you, Mike White. He just laughed in your face.
Yeah.
Because
laughed here, at him.
Here. I've said this to you before. I have no respect for anybody who comes off a football field and say they knew exactly what we were going to do. Most of the time they do. Like, most of offenses run the same plays with different names. So you know the basic concepts of a run play or a blocking play or whatever. That being said, the whole point of sport is not game planning, although it does help.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to compete against the guy across from you, and I think it's a cowardly way out to say that without admitting the guy across from you beat you.
Plus, also, like, what do you say? Mike, what do you think they're going to do? Well, they like to give it to the fast guys.
Why does he sound like he's from Pembroke Pines, not Malibu?
Yeah,
like, same thing.
Why did you just make Mike White Spicoli?
Well, they got this guy.
Oh, he
John.
Shreds. He shreds.
And he goes this way. What does that mean? Like in motion? Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
You know.
I don't know.
Whatever, man. Coach talks a lot.
Go Panthers.
Go Cats. Screw Brooks Koepka, though. We got this one play we give to the penguin guy.
Oh, he's good.
You know, he's good. He does a penguin dance afterwards. You guys see that touchdown through Robbie, what's his name last year? Changed his name a bunch of times.
I missed the Dolphins.
Didn't he just get cut from San Francisco?
He did. He did. Robbie Chosen. He is off and doing his thing now. I don't know what he's doing.
Had a nice run.
He did have a nice run.
1 year, 2 years.
Caught that touchdown last year.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Robbie Chosen. Shreedan says, what did that make Tim Boyle a rat? You feel too bad for Tim Boyle to make him a rat.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, hey, Tim, what are you doing? He goes, you know, I'm going to try not to throw a pick six 100 yards.
You know, just hanging out.
I'm going to throw one of the most notorious interceptions ever.
Put his name in the record books.
You guys want to hear a monster?
Yeah.
Calais Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
This made me really mad yesterday. Also glad that he's here, but this was like, ugh, man. Dolphins really used to be run by bums. Here was Calais Campbell on thinking he'd be a Dolphin a long time ago.
Year, I thought I was a good draft here. They took Philip Merling instead. You know, but my agent called me, there was no 32nd pick that year. So Philip Merling was the first pick of the second round. And that back then it was first, second round on the same day. And my agent called me, you know, once we got like 30, and he was like, hey, Miami's really interested. And then I was shocked when they took Phil Merling instead of me. But, hey, you know, here I am today. You know, I'm happy to be here. You know, that aqua, you know, I feel like it looks good on me. You know, and they say if you look good, you feel good. You feel good, you play good. So I'm excited about it.
Wow. He is.
Or if you're the biggest thing on the field, you also feel pretty good.
That's a giant. I'm very confused by this. I just looked up his stats right now.
Philip Merling's?
Yeah. And it says... Oof, this is bad. Let me look up official stats here because it's saying that he had 9 sacks and 4 touchdowns. And I'm like, I don't remember Philip Merling doing the Jason Taylor. So unless there's something that happened, yeah, I'm unfamiliar with it. His career stats on ESPN are, in about 4 years.
You don't have to compare the stats. They're not Calais Campbell's.
57 tackles in 4 years.
I tweeted yesterday, Leroy. I said, I look forward to Devin Booker being on the Heat at 37.
That sounds like you.
I am happy Calais Campbell is here. Yeah. But that is crazy. I'm like, oh, really? Such an obvious pick. Like, he's a giant. And he was, I mean, he was good on the Cardinals, like, right away.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, oh well. Not going to cry about 14 years ago. Uh-huh. 17 years ago.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You.
Speaking of team.
You were still at Barry.
Sure was. No. Yes?
Huh. Philip Merling, pick six.
Yeah.
On Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Yep, I remember that game.
Wow.
Yep.
Tell you, sometimes you're like Rain Man. I'm like, what? How could you remember Philip Merling's pick six?
He can remember that, but he can't remember what he said earlier in the segment.
Oh, he remembers.
Oh, I remember. he remembers. You don't remember what I said. You don't remember what I said.
Hey, all right.
You got to do it like this. Oh, dude, he remembers.
Oh, God. You know what they say.
We actually went in the other room and listened to what you said. And I'm like, at this point, he just lying. And there's no way he could not remember saying this.
Hard to say.
Yeah. No, it wasn't hard to say at all.
Brett Favre, who, of course, had a great Jets run that included him showing his hog to a reporter.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I tell you what. For real stand-up individual.
Turned out to be a great guy.
Totally didn't see that one.
Steal money from Mississippi, allegedly. Don't sue us.
Yeah. I don't even think he actually wears Wranglers.
Oh, wow. How about this?
Hmm?
Barry Jackson.
Oh.
The Dolphins have brought back Robbie Chosen.
Okay.
Wow. How about that?
That is now I'm positive every media member is listening to this show.
You know what? It's kind of weird that we thought this was a position of strength. Mm. And they've had more guys at wide receiver come in and out of here in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? What happened to old DeBose? Is he gone now? The guy they got from San Fran?
Oh, from San Fran? I thought it was the
Let's see. Barry Jackson. Dolphins decimated by injuries at receiver and brought back a familiar face Thursday. Robbie Chosen joined the team's practice squad.
And that's probably because River Craycraft is hurt.
Yep, River Craycraft, I guess it's a shoulder or something. He busted up.
And so is, Ezekama was hurt. Man. And y'all think that Tyreek and Waddle just going to get right back to it?
Keep chucking?
Yeah.
Well, like you said, hopefully Jonnu Smith is a real thing this year, you know?
I believe
and
that.
And new Kittle, Julian Hill, my new anytime touchdown.
When you see this offense, one of the biggest changes this year is going to be the use of the tight end. And with all these teams, with all these teams coming into the season saying you got to stop Tyreek and Waddle, I wouldn't be surprised if Jonnu Smith has a first couple of games until they realize we can't just concentrate on Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
Did so.
Also, what Jonnu Smith does, it makes you make a decision. Are we going to cover him with a linebacker or with a safety or a DB? If you bring a DB, then you're going to bring him back inside. You're going to line him up outside of the tackle, and you're going to run the football because you got a little guy in the box now. So there's a lot of things that can happen. But I think it's going to all start, and a lot of these things are going to be predicated on what teams do and how they defend Jonnu Smith. So while they got a plan for Tyreek, they got a plan for Waddle, I don't think they have a plan for Jonnu Smith yet, and that's what's going to catch them off guard early in the year. Then when they start trying to design stuff and try to say, we just going to stay basic or whatever we're going to do to defend the tight end, then Waddle and Tyreek will open up a little bit more.
Dade South reveals that Rivers' real name is Tanner Clyde Craycraft.
What?
No
in
way.
In the world are you talking?
Tanner Clyde. Can I just say this?
Is that worse? Is that better?
He hit the intangibles triple double.
Hammer. Hey, Clyde.
First, well, wait, there's some black Clydes.
Tanner.
But once, it's like once you add an S on it, it becomes plural. Once you put that Clyde in the middle of an intangible name, it becomes intangible.
Tanner Clyde, he says that his parents started calling him River when he was 6 weeks old, but they never legally changed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bunch of hippies.
Lazy.
Lazy River.
Probably. Whoa! Maybe because he, well, hey,
that's a point, dude.
Maybe because he cried too damn much.
Point for Toby!
Maybe because he cried too much.
Yeah. Cry me a river?
Yeah.
The nurse came in when my son was like a day old and was like, oh, whiny baby. And I was like, how could you? Nowadays, nice. I'm like, whiny baby. She was right.
I saw him the other day on Instagram. He looked delightful. What was he, on a Power Wheels or something like that?
Yes, and he's very sick, but you know, when you're on a Power Wheels.
No, you forget all about it.
Having a great time.
Yeah, it's funny how kids are not so sick when it's time to play.
Yeah. It's adorable, though.
You say nap time. Oh, I'm sick.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, if you guys want to go to Stars and Strings, a great country show, it's coming back to Hard Rock Live November 14th. And we've got your chance to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. Just text the word CONCERT to 20357. That's CONCERT to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Leroy, let me tell you something, dude.
Jennifer, blink twice if you're okay.
It doesn't look as it doesn't look as scary today. Although, like, what happened to your shirt? Is it like tattered from?
Are
those star bleach stains shirt? Or holes?
There's a lot of holes on it. What but happened it's like custom to made it? This way.
It's custom made to look like it went through a blender.
Holy shirt!
Yeah, it's made this way.
Why?
Who buys a jacked up shirt?
Who buys a shirt that's got holes under the neckline?
I'm just glad I'm not the victim of...
Yeah, did you buy that off of Marcos' shoe guy?
No.
I actually bought it at a concert, so...
Right. Don't let them judge you off, on
just like
fashion.
They ripped that hole.
Look, I have no shame in my shirt.
Torrential downpour.
Torrential over
dude,
here.
Dude, it is frightening where I am, too.
Tornadic
activity. Yeah, it's pretty bad here, too.
This is one of those days I feel like it's going to get, possible leaks in the building.
Okay.
Oh, there goes DirecTV.
Good luck, Radio Libre.
Oof. All right. Yeah, good luck.
I like
it. Was over there right now.
Like, here, I love when you turn on the TV to see what the weather's like, and it goes, there's a lot of electricity in the air. Why can't we just say lightning?
Yesterday, last night, it was really bad over here. Yeah.
The, got a Woj bomb.
So, is it a Woj firecracker?
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry has agreed on a trade to the Miami Heat. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I wish. He agreed to a one-year $62.6 million extension.
Wow.
That'll keep him under contract through the 26-27 season.
Huh.
So 62.6 for 1 year of basketball.
That's how you take care of your guy.
That's good.
Pretty good.
That's good.
And Clay is like, what?
They had to do that. They had to do that because the only one that's left is Draymond Green. And as much as they say they love Draymond Green, you know, he's that friend. Like, come on.
Well, that is that's essentially what Jimmy wanted. That's what he wanted. He wanted the 1 year, but that was like for...
Okay, but check this out, though.
What?
You understand why it could be hard for the organization, right? With Pat Riley's comments, you can understand why that would be difficult to pull the trigger on that. Yeah, Pat Riley doesn't seem very happy with the amount of games the guys on the current team
have. Very clearly is not, although he's very much punishing him by sending him to paradise.
In the Bahamas.
Well, I mean, is it punishing him by giving him paradise and not giving him that $50 million extension?
Pat Riley is old school, but not as old school, apparently, as Miami of Ohio coach Chuck Martin.
Wow, he sounds like he's 72.
So I guess this is the first. Is this the first year they're allowed iPads on the sidelines in college?
I didn't realize that was a thing. Weren't they? Are they like saying that
they got like new technologies allowed? They're allowed talking to the
Microsoft Surface, or is it like,
I don't know? It probably, dude, I'm sure. Like
you bet. I promise you, Marcos.
Yeah.
That if they have pads on the sidelines,
you'll know.
Yeah. There's money involved in which pads they use.
Well, Coach Martin hates it. And this is why. Here he was discussing. This is old school. He's like, you know, this isn't coaching.
How old is he?
I don't know.
That should be.
Let's see. Chuck Martin, Miami of Ohio.
He is, well, he's not that old. 56.
56. 56.
I mean, you guys make fun of me all the time. We're the same age.
Yeah, but not so old that he should feel the way he does. Because you don't.
Okay, let's hear it. Before.
Technology, and everybody's all excited with the iPads. I was the only coach in the country to vote against. I'm like, well, I don't want iPads. I want to. The old days, you actually watch the action, figure out what's going on. You had to go make adjustments. You don't get, like, I can get a 9-year-old kid to watch the play on iPad and say, listen, that guy was running wide open up the seam. We should cover him, right? Like, there's so all the technology, it's, you know, smart by the technology people that sell it. Like, but I hate all of it. So I used to like when you had a coach. Now you're from Miami coach. I got an iPad. I'd watch every single play right after it happened. Like, you used to have to make in-game adjustments. Now the iPad will make them for you. Pretty soon there'd be robots on the sides. You only have to hire us. You wouldn't even be talking to me. You know, it'd be great. Oh, this is great. This technology. Like, we'll have fake officials, fake players. Fake. It'll just be like playing NCAA 25, you know. Just play video game.
The coach, whoever messed up, your coach would call you to the sideline and ask you what happened. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. You a lie to not have to deal with that right now. Right? By the time you got to deal with it, it's in watching film in the room. So when you say, hey, what happened to the offensive line? Oh, well, this guy went this way and he came and I saw a little sign. So I went over and got him and the guy went behind me. Right? And then we watch film again, you know, watch the game film. It's like, dude, you just whiffed. Why didn't you just say that? We changed our whole game plan with all the stuff that you was talking about when you should have just said, I just whiffed.
I didn't want to be judged.
I totally lied before. I totally remember lying.
So now, with this, when you the coach can watch the video, he ain't got to ask you. Because you're going
to
lie.
He doesn't want to. He wants to go by gut. You know?
No. Gut. Okay. Listen. Okay. Nobody goes to that sideline, right? And goes, that was me, coach. I whiffed.
I do.
Right.
Nobody's like,
nobody does
the kid in the PSA commercial where he's like, I touched the ball, coach.
No.
Shut up, kid.
No. And if you ask anybody who played back in the day, you ask an offensive lineman, yeah, hell, you could ask Joe next time you see Joe. Hey, when they would ask y'all what happened on the field if you screwed up, did you ever admit that it was you? No! Absolutely not! So now with these pads, you can actually make the right, you know, adjustments instead of making adjustments based on what somebody who screwed up said.
Tell you what, though. You only get one of those. If you're like, yeah, my bad, coach would be like, come on, man, you got to do better. All right, come on.
No, because then you can't do it twice. Wait, but here's the deal. If you win, we laugh at it.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think now that this coach seems to think 9-year-olds can make the adjustments during the game? What do you think is now going to be the next youngest head coach ever? Because it was McVay at 30.
Yeah.
Do we think that
a head coach
will have this mastered by the time he's 22?
You know,
I wonder how many kids are going to be on the sideline saying, "Hey, I can coach.
I can do it."
Like Mike McDaniel's baby is going to be like drawing up motion plays by the time before she's 12.
Dad, you screwed that up. You put Eichenberg out there again, and I told you he was going to mess up all the motion. Bum. You keep telling people that, you know, you got more faith in them.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I lie to him. Boom!
Really? Anyway, you think that's be the first?
Why do you sound like Mickey?
Let's run the bootleg Scoot Boogie. You know why. Bootleg Scoot Boogie. And, you know, have Jonnu Smith go in motion. Boom, throw it to the cheetah. You do the same play all the time. Cheetah, cheetah, cheetah.
Cheetah.
All this window dressing just to give Tyreek the football.
Just get into the catamount.
That's what it is. And then watch how the defense flips out. Oh my goodness, somebody go in motion, they start hyperventilating over there.
So exciting.
Just look at, well, next time you watch a game, right? Watch somebody go in motion, anybody, and watch the defense flailing and throwing their hands up and yelling to one another and making all these adjustments just for a handoff play to watch. Just imagine, it's hilarious.
We'll take a break, play a little Goosies. No Goosies, that's next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Winding down a train. Oh, training camp technically over? It's technically over, yeah? So now we're on to practice.
Once you get to the 53-man roster, I always thought camp was over when we broke camp.
Right.
Because once you break camp, you do regular days, right? Coming in the morning, you're done at like 4 or 5.
I'll extend it until we're in the game week. Training camp reports on 560, brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. What do you got today, Froggy, for our Goosies? No Goosies.
We are going to start things off with a little bit of petty. I think it was John Madden, Leroy's friend, that used to say this. 90% of the game is half mental.
That was what?
Yes.
I think that was Yogi Berra.
He took it from Yogi Berra. He used to say it all the time in Madden 2004. Never understood what he meant by that. I'm like, I think that's 45%. I'm not sure, John. Nonetheless, sometimes you got to take the game, huh? See the game here? You got to go beyond the sidelines.
Right.
All right? And we're not stealing signs on these sidelines, Leroy. Instead, we're playing mental games like the Miami Hurricanes are going to be doing this weekend when they go up to the Swamp. Those Miami Hurricanes, in a petty move, are wearing all white uniforms for the Gators whiteout game this weekend.
It was a great move. It's a great move because the Gators are like, oh, we're going to do our fans a solid. A whiteout for an August 31st afternoon game.
Yeah.
And the Canes are like, instead of wearing, you know, white jerseys, orange pants, or white jerseys, green pants, why don't we just go all white?
All white, baby.
And now you look like idiots, Florida.
Stupid, you're supporting the wrong side.
Woo. That's Goosies.
That has to be.
That's Goosies. Football rivalries are the funnest.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's just, you know what?
Chef's kiss.
And then
I don't care what school it is. I don't care. Let me tell you something. You dummies. You don't say you're gonna do a whiteout before the team decides what they're gonna wear.
dum-dums.
The Canes tweeted out, "Someone told us to wear white on Saturday." Shrug emoji.
Hey, there you go. Trolling.
That's like good.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Gooseys. Wow. Dolphin Canes says the clock coach came up with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Gooseys.
Dude.
Wink. Juicy.
Am I clearly, I'm the only one that thinks this is crazy, right?
I love it.
Wink. You love everything. It don't matter.
It is like 7 p.m. outside right now.
Yeah, it's really dark.
It's so dark.
It's really ominous. It's raining so hard.
Look at this. I would love to see a screenshot.
Wasn't it like, what, 2 hours ago you guys had paradise weather?
So nice. Now it is.
I'm scared to go outside.
Night.
If we're 20 plus miles away and we're both getting the same amount of rain, that means it's raining damn near everywhere.
It means it's going
to
take
mind you, from where you guys are to where I'm at, it's bad. I don't know if you can hear the windows. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to take me 4 hours to get home today.
Hey.
Good luck.
I had a feeling this morning.
You had a gut feeling?
Got feeling. That's good. Trust
me. I listened to Leroy's gut feeling.
Did I not text you? She texted this morning to say, "You going in?" And I'm looking outside and I'm like, I'm not driving through this. Right?
I texted him because.
Private text, huh?
You're always saying you want to see my face. So I texted you.
So wait. But the cool thing is, she texted me. If I would have said I'm going in, she would have had no reason to be late because she texted me early.
Wow. Impressive.
Exactly. If I text you early, do you think that I just show up late on purpose?
It is a text, so I don't know what phase of morning you're in.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You could have just been rolling over and it's like, you know what? Let me text Leroy and see if he's going in. If he's going in, I'm going to go back to sleep for another hour.
She has cropped the person out of the phone.
I definitely went back to sleep for another
hour. Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
What else we got for Goosies? No Goosies, Frog Boy.
All right. Caitlin Clark back in the news.
She's good.
Breaks yet another WNBA record. This time, the rookie three-point record.
Wow.
Goosies or no Goosies for you?
How many games are left? Do we have any idea?
Yes, there are 22 games left in the season.
Sheesh.
I made that up.
Oh.
All right.
You're a bastard.
Sorry.
I didn't know if your chili pepper gambling has gotten you into WNBA.
Oh, yeah.
You know why we can't trust each other? That's why.
It ends on September 19th. How many games are left? Good luck.
Either way, she broke a record. Impressive. Goosies, you know, dealt with a lot of haters. Seems like the break from the Olympics has done her a lot of good.
Goosies.
Seems like, you know, the Fever are the only good thing in Indiana right now. Because let me tell you, that state sucks.
Wow.
Although props to Simone Biles for, you know, going to check it out.
Yeah.
They seem very excited to meet her.
The new Tay-Tay.
What?
This run Simone Biles is going to be on. She's going to be the new Tay-Tay. We're over Tay-Tay.
Now you think so?
It's Simone Biles' turn.
Interesting. We're over Tay-Tay.
Over Tay-Tay.
Never thought about it like that.
Which brings me... Oh, wait, sorry. Still going.
Anyway, Goosies. Good for her.
Yeah, I got the Goosies. I remember what everybody was saying about her when she got into the league. You know? Like, everybody was giving her flowers before she actually earned them.
Yep.
I don't hear a lot of talking now with those same people.
9 games left, by the way, for the Fever. They are currently 1 game under 500.
Oh.
Which is amazing because at one point they were a lot under 500.
Oh, yeah. They were at one point 2-9 on the season, 1-7 on the season. And they've turned things around, the old Fever.
That's pretty good, man. When's the last time you had a duo rookie phenoms kind of enter the league and both of them?
Well, it's actually 3 because Chicago also drafted Cardoza, who's a monster too.
Then who was the one who blew out her ACL that Jimmy was supporting?
In LA.
Yeah. Was she good though?
Yeah, she was blocking things like she was Hassan Whiteside.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah, Cardoza is doing well, or Cardoso is doing well as
Cardoso.
Well. Yeah. Solid, man. Solid, solid year for the WNBA.
Rookies are rookie records broken. Gooseys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gooseys.
I definitely have the Gooseys because remember in the beginning of the year, they were talking about all these other players who are more deserving of all this hype and these players here. These. Well, guess what? They didn't do what she did they came into the league. They may be there now. So
Thank you, Stun Steve. Cam Brink. That's a Cameron Brink.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler decided to troll us all that week.
Yeah.
Mainly troll you.
You know, though, hey, can I just say this?
You guys didn't dismiss it.
When you get your feelings hurt and cry over somebody doing something on social, like, don't drag us all down with you.
I love how you thought it was nothing at the time, even though you did. So that's fine.
I did.
Change the past. That's all right.
You said something or nothing. I said nothing. And you go, but you did.
Okay.
So why play the game? Okay. I can't have my own opinion.
Wow. Flashing out. You're just
You want two frog boys.
No, you're a fax flip flopper. That's what you are.
You want a Latino frog boy and a black frog boy.
You know, you ever hear a Triple G?
I'm going to go, ribbit, dude.
Dude?
Ribbit, bruh.
Yeah, okay.
Ribbit, bruh.
A little bit better.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Ribbit, bruh.
Dude, whatever. You ever hear Triple G? You're Triple F. All right.
What's that? Facts, flipper.
Let me think of some F words. I got some.
All right.
What, we call the names now?
Okay. Keep them back.
Hold me back.
Just hold me back. Yeah.
Facts, flipper. I can't do it. I don't know what the third F is for.
Flopper, dummy.
Facts, flipper, flopper. Flip flopper. Facts, flip flopper. That's okay.
Gooseys, J Fig for Caitlin Clark.
Of course, I have the goose. She's just breaking records. I mean, she's not in the news for bad news. Like she's not
never
a
been
now.
Right. She's never.
But
been.
People would always be. Yeah,
she's
to
never
crash
been in
her,
the news
so
for bad
fine.
News. People's bad takes about her have been in the news for bad news.
True.
Pretty much. Yep.
Exactly.
Frog boy.
I hope she got them receipts.
What you got?
Sure
Gooseys for sure. Caitlin Clark, love greatness.
Gooseys.
Someone who's not so great.
Who?
Travis Kelce.
What are you even talking about? He's like,
oh my he's
really
awesome.
Great.
Nah. You're such a hater, Marcos.
What did he do?
Trust me, he's going to expose himself, J-Fig. You'll be thanking me.
It does feel like the Kelce's, like, there could be a skeleton in the Kelce closet
I'm
that we
telling
don't know
you,
about.
Look, he's already secured his deal to get this $100 million podcast. He's going to continue to use her to leverage more popularity. I see right through him.
You know what I wonder about that deal?
Yeah.
You think like they lied in negotiations and they're like, oh yeah, Tay's going to come on the podcast all the time.
Of course they lied, dude. They lied to the NFL. They said, yeah, of course she'll perform at halftime.
And Jason's like, you're just going to throw it out there like that? He goes, just say it for now. Don't worry about it, Jason.
Yeah, she's on the way out anyway, dude.
Do you even think that sounds believable with her schedule?
No.
I mean, you
not at all.
You could join a podcast from anywhere.
So you'd be a fool to
no,
believe that.
The prospect of Taylor Swift? No way. If anyone's going to get Taylor Swift, it's going to be Taylor
Has
Swift.
She joined? Has she joined?
Not yet, no.
Then?
Isn't she still on, like, just this massive
She's still
tour?
On tour. She has not...
You can join a podcast from anywhere. They don't do it in person.
There's usually a tour for
you. She has time anywhere. For that?
Usually they tour
about
for
to run on. She's, like, on tour already.
Let me ask you something. Really? What do you think she's doing on that tour bus? Reading?
Yeah. You joined
Sleep
for the tour bus.
Serious?
Yeah, what's she doing?
She has probably a bunch of rehearsals.
Hold on. When they're traveling, exactly. She can join the podcast.
They still rehearse.
She has no time for that.
I love how you have Tay-Tay's itinerary.
I really appreciate it.
Sounds like if she doesn't want to join it, she just doesn't want to join it, so which means there's trouble in paradise.
Aha, so you agree with
wow,
me.
Look at you speculating. Because,
well, I know of Mrs. Tobin. If I need her on the show, she's for coming sure. on the show.
She's the most influential person in America.
I want her on the show.
Last time we had her on the show, I was like, she doesn't know who the Heat head coach is, and she completely proved me wrong.
Look at that. People are still talking about it to this day. So anyway, Travis Kelce, he bought a horse. He named it Swift Delivery.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you think of that name? Gooseys or no Gooseys?
Wait, what?
He bought a horse.
The horse's name is Swift Delivery.
Swift Delivery.
It's a good name for a horse.
All right.
I don't like it.
It's a good name for a horse.
Okay.
It's fast. Swift Delivery.
Swift Delivery, deliver you to the top.
Then it's an ode to his lady.
Yes, and how she swiftly delivered him to the top of popularity.
I believe at one point in a music video.
Well, part of it, did he buy it already named or did he name it? Did he buy a yearling?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Because, do the research.
Because usually...
Either way, it's a romantic gesture.
Know, but yeah. Hold on. You don't know what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
The delivery part might be part of the mare, and that's why they had to put delivery in it, right?
Well, you can't... Yeah, but I think if you... See, here's the thing, Leroy. If you name him, if you just name the horse Swift, too much.
Ah.
Needs a pun.
No, but it has... They usually tie in the parents' names.
Sometimes, not always.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Usually that ships. Usually that is very common, but usually only if you have a really famous mom or dad.
Ah.
You know, like Seattle Slough, everybody's got a Slough pun. I'm like, another Slough.
Well, because they want you to have interest in the horse.
We'd have this on the farm, we'd be like, another Slough pun. All right, dude, that one's going to get it to win.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It seems...
I'm going to tell you something, dude. I don't like this.
This weather one?
Yeah, not yeah, the. I, no, this is Goosey's. I mean, that's okay. It's a romantic. Yeah. It's a romance. It's a romantic move.
You're a romance guy.
It's a romantic move. If you're going to, you know, I think Taylor Swift seems like she likes horses.
Yeah. By the way, I'm reading it here. It says that apparently he was not, or the horse was not named after Swift. Just a total coincidence.
Sure. Okay.
See, well, that's not a total
guess what?
Coincidence.
You just
no way.
Guess
so
what?
He already.
You just lost me. No gooseies.
No gooseies.
Wow. It's a coincidence. Shut up. No, it's not.
He says. He said. He added Kelsey had been part owner, so he actually just an ownership stake in this horse. For about a month, and on Tuesday.
What do you think he's going to do, muck stalls?
Yeah, that's
like, what do you see? You picture Travis Kelce going out there feeding it apples?
For sure. I was thinking carrots.
Mm-hmm.
You would know, right? You had horses on your fake farm that you try to tell us that you
had. I grew up around horses.
Sure, dude. Yeah, yeah.
You grew up around a lot of things. So didn't you crazy. Also grow up somewhere in New York?
This guy was,
you know, guys, you know, I don't know if you know this, the concept of divorced parents is you're at two different places a lot.
Here it goes again.
That's how it goes.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
This guy was in electrician.
When they're not together, you be in different spots, so you grow up in different places. It happens.
He was a farm. A furniture store guy, a keg stealer. This guy's lived so many lives.
You pictured me as a keg stealer as a child?
I don't know. I don't know what you've been up to.
It's from the tavern over here.
I feel like you're like that little Asian kid that was smoking cigarettes. That's what I picture you when you were three. Chain smoker.
So no gooseies for you two since you found out that it wasn't related.
That's phony. It sounds like a headline grab now.
Wow. All right.
That's 100% not true.
Leroy, gooseies or no gooseies?
No gooseies. It's not that big of a deal.
No gooseies.
Wow.
Also,
does it give you the gooseies, Marcos?
It does.
Gooseies.
Because it exposes his plan and exposes more fraudulence. He's just leveraging her fame. He needs to stop weighing my girl down.
He does need to eat.
Oh, now she's your girl?
How long have they been together?
A year.
It's time to propose already.
Oh, yeah. What is he waiting for?
Propose?
Let's go.
Like, come on.
Enough already.
When you know, you know.
When you know, you know. First of all, there are no spring chickens, okay?
That's right.
Let's get to it already. Are you guys getting married? We're ready for the next chapter. You know, she's invested a lot of money. And by the way, you guys make her spend $3 million for a suite every season. Like,
my gosh.
You know, doesn't she get a wives discount? You're going to just keep making her pay as a fiance price? When are you going to bleep her get off the pot, Travis?
Come on. You think Britt Mahomes pays that much?
I don't know. Doesn't he have a man? Didn't you show us? Didn't the Chiefs owner, does he have a mansion in Arrowhead?
What?
Didn't you show us that?
Sounds like something.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No, you showed us Kelsey's house, the new one that he got.
Nah, I'm pretty sure that Marco showed us that the Hunt family has a mansion.
Three-story, six-bedroom suite at Arrowhead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you ripped a copyright law when you showed this to it.
No, that's probably right. Sounds like me. Staircase in that thing. And what is this, stained glass? Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Love stained
glass. Stun Steve, pop psychologist, he's like, single child from divorced parents, it all makes sense.
I know.
He used to do his own shows, apparently. You told me that as a kid you'd host your own radio shows.
That was lonely.
We're being very insensitive to Tobin.
Well,
you're not being insensitive. I just think, like, you guys have this concept. Like, well, how are you in all these places?
Guys, making things up, dude.
Kind of worrying, though.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back with more
after. When parents get divorced where I'm from, you end up in one place.
Back after
with
this.
With one parent.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.